This is No Pink Spandex, episode 65, for Thursday, May 21st, 2009. Brought to you by Emily Hanna, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emily Hanna without going to this site. So check it out at shyranger.com.
This is Corey, also known as HMR from Ranger Board, and I'm calling to say it's Go Team Flynn.
So, let us talk about Ranger Blue.
God, it's cold.
What?
What?
It's cold.
Okay, get a sweater. Anywho.
I don't own sweaters. I'm not Spy. I'm not 50 sweater vest.
I thought you were going to say Cosby, but yeah, Spy. I guess so.
Cosby.
Spy is the white Cosby. That's awesome. Uh-huh.
No, he's like Chandler. He's got all his Chandler sweaters.
Okay. So yeah, back to Ranger Blue now.
Could I be wearing any more sweaters?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Ranger Blue, not Friends. Ranger Blue.
Can we talk about Friends?
Can
I like
not?
Friends.
No.
That's a good show.
No.
Good show, though.
No.
Good show.
Look, we're talking about, come on, you cannot be skipping over the best episode so far.
I'll be there for you.
Stop singing. Katie, tell him to shut up.
Shut up. What else
I'll
can I
be there for you.
We'll hang up on you.
This just looks good.
Say what?
Jeremy, we'll hang up on you, dude.
Good, though. I see you're a little jealous. That's okay. Hide my talent.
You are easily replaceable. I have people in the wings just waiting to take your spot.
I'm not easily replaceable. I'm pop-off guy.
No, you're not.
I'm pop-off guy. I tell it like it is.
No. Easily replaceable.
I'm the anchor. Mr. 10.
Oh my gosh. Katie, what did you think about Ranger Blue? Because I'm going to just ignore him.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
very, very in depth.
But of course, we are. The reason why I loved it so much, maybe because put up against a really bad episode made it more awesome. But I mean, on its own, it was like really enjoyable. Because the first time when I was watching, I was like, oh, really? They're going to make all those Scottish jokes? Oh, okay. But then watching over and over again, it's just hilarious. I love it.
They didn't do that crazy, they didn't like write Ranger Blue on the screen when they did the crazy dun-dun thing.
That is true.
Why'd they stop, were they listening?
Yes, they listen to this podcast, and we speak law, therefore they have to follow it.
I think that's proof right there. I think that shows awesomeness on our part.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Loving it.
See? They listen. Anyway, episode started with Dr. K talking a lot.
Yep.
Again.
She likes to talk.
She loves to talk. She loves the meetings.
She took all the things that we take for granted and she explained them, which ruins my childhood.
I know. Like, especially when you explain the explosion
don't
in the morphic.
Don't explain the explosion.
Dude, that, no, seriously, like, okay, usually I'd be like, okay, yet again, they're, like, joking about blah, 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 the same old stuff, blah, 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 but this was actually, like, informative.
I was starting to think that they were not going to talk about the eyes, because it had taken so long. I was like, oh my god, they've talked about everything else, but they're going to skip over the eyes.
And
then finally they
talk
about the eyes.
Well, come on, seriously, he asked was, okay, what are those things, they look like eyes, and blah, 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 and then she's like, well, they are, you know, optical, whatever, scanning, blah, blah, I'm like,
right.
That's just mumbo jumbo for eyes, doofus.
They're optical field scanning sensors.
Oh, goodness.
Big googly anime eyes.
Big googly anime eyes. Oh, goodness. No, but yeah, what's his face? Eddie kept on, I forgot what form it was, but he kept complaining about, like, those eyes! So I'm like, it had to have been in one of these upcoming episodes, because he kept saying, oh, those eyes! The eyes!
Gotta love the eyes.
Hate the eyes.
Gotta love the eyes.
Could they explain the beak, too? Damn beak. Anyway.
The beak's important. You push it and it makes noise on the toy. If you push it, it makes noise in the toy. He makes his crazy noises.
Yeah, so is the Pillsbury Doughboy, but you don't mean. Oh,
He makes his Pokemon noises.
But anywho, they go into this whole big thing about asking questions and you know, Dylan's all rebel, like, I don't need to ask no questions. I know everything. Yeah.
Bro, I'm not gonna raise my hand. Oh, fuck it. No hand raising for the rebel.
Basically, I'm gonna shoot. I don't have to sit up straight. I'm gonna slouch.
Yeah, oh, take it. Oh.
Oh
Questions are
my. Oh gosh. So what happened after that though? No, he didn't, and that's when the first flashback happened.
Flynn wants to say, Ranger to the rescue.
Rangers to the rescue or
Your
what?
justice unleashed.
Justice Unleashed.
I'm all for Ranger Justice Unleashed.
No, honestly, I would have been too, but Jungle Fury was
I can't remember. I'm blocking.
Beasts Unleashed or Call to the Power Inside or something unleashed and junk, and so it just reminds me of Jungle Fury.
You should just say Hulk Smash. Hulk
Hulk Smash
Smash!
Flint Splash! Flint Splash!
Clobbering time.
Oh goodness. And then that's when he goes into his first flashback with the really bad kid actor with the
Yeah,
bad
that was
accent.
real bad. That little kid. The less of that, please. Less of the little kids running around in
And
skirts.
he looked really weird. Like, come on. I mean, it's not nice to make fun of kids, but come on, man. I
They
mean,
got the first Scottish kid they could find and said, "Yeah, you're Flynn, sure."
it's not even. Come on, no. It sounds like one of them Kiwis that are trying to do a Scottish accent.
Do you guys remember the kid from Dino Thunder when
Last Baby
Cassian?
Kid? Ugh.
Yeah,
Ugh.
they like dubbed his voice over with an adult.
I don't think so.
They had no, you got they had to it. That was the worst match of a voice to kid ever.
Yeah, seriously.
It was worse than Jason's cousin Jeremy in that one episode.
Oh my goodness, no, that's no, seriously, I don't know where they get these kids from, but like, don't make them look so freaky looking and sounding. Come on. I love the kids, but and then that other chick or whatever, like he like little Flynn goes to like try to save her, and then like you know he gets beat up, and then the girl is just like, I'm gonna drop all my lunch on you after it was almost stolen.
She had the worst lunch ever, too. It was like crackers and carrots. Ooh, that's not a lunch. Who eats crackers and
She's on a
carrots for
diet,
lunch?
okay? She's on a diet. She's looking a
Ooh.
little chubby, a little bit.
Wow. Little catty there, aren't you, Lisa? Making fun of little girls.
Well, I made fun of the little boy. I have to be, you know, equal opportunist.
Okay.
Just saying.
Harsh.
Oh, yeah.
Harsh to the children.
I like
So
kids.
Lisa is gonna go punt a baby.
Oh,
Baby
yeah,
punted.
that's not even. Oh, let's like. Ooh, okay, I'm not gonna skip ahead. So,
So then
after the
Flynn
chick.
talks to his dad. Flynn
Say
talks to
what?
his dad. Flynn's
Right.
talking to his dad, who someone said was the game announcer in that Jungle Fury episode.
It was?
He said it was the guy that did the whatever it was called, the flashback episode.
Oh my gosh, with the weird whistle face, Lily wanted to take a trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, where everybody was retarded except for Casey, which is pretty sad.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm gonna die. Yeah, okay. Well, I blocked that episode out of my head,
Yeah,
so.
like when I rewatched the episode after somebody said it, I noticed it, but there's no way I would have noticed that on my own.
Yeah, seriously.
Different accent, different everything.
Yeah. So poor dad. He's all like, you know, heroes don't exist. You want to run around with your little tights and blah 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 blah, blah and
Right, he will run around in little tights.
But what I don't get is,
He will.
what I don't get is, it's here yet again another reference to how heroes don't exist. Like, you know.
Nah, who cares? It's not a big deal.
I mean.
How many Power Ranger teams have been based in Scotland? They've never seen the Power Rangers.
You've never seen the for really.
Well, that's what it seems like. Don't you notice all these other teams of Power Rangers are pretty much based in different cities in California, yet everybody is always surprised whenever a new team comes around. It's like they're incredibly localized. So if you're not,
Very localized.
they're very, it's so like, so if you're in friggin' Scotland, Power Rangers are, you know, like a friggin' myth to you or something.
And then, if they're in freaking Scotland, how are they going to take a bus over to Corinth?
Right on the magic school bus.
Ow.
Scrap, wheel, and drive.
Oh, crap. Maybe they were on
Hold
the
on, I want
same
to talk.
flight with,
I want to talk about that
what?
bus later because there's a lot I need to talk about that bus.
Okay, all
There's some
right.
inconsistencies with the bus.
There's a lot of Okay, all right. So,
Then the.
father crushes the man, the poor boy's dreams, throws the comics in the trash, all that good stuff.
And then they go fight. And the other two generals are there.
That is true.
They do
Yeah.
something. They do something. It only took 10 episodes, but they did something besides just stand around.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna die. I think I'm coughing up a lung.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap. All right, I'm cool. I'm all right, I'm good. So,
Then they start having a fight.
they had the fight. And what I like is that, I don't know. I mean, like, just recently, there's just more of the, what you call it, of the, like, the Rangers doing their own stuff. Like, they, I
Right.
mean, like, you always see their face. And part of, I guess, maybe what would set back a schedule of a filming schedule is that if you always have the principal actors going and doing most of the fighting where their face has to be shown, because, like, the schedule is that, they're off, doing their regular acting in, like, the either like the control, the command center or wherever it is, or they're doing their other stuff that's not necessarily fighting, while the stunties, they come in, they do whatever, and that would make the scheduling, be very swift and when you're filming. But if the filming schedule falls behind, one of those reasons would be that, the actors are having to do a lot of being on first unit and second unit. So, and that can keep back some stuff.
So is that what happened during the first few seasons of Power Rangers?
Well, I mean, I think, well, I don't know, like the first season was, they use a lot more Sentai footage.
True. Yeah, they
Oh.
don't use any now in RPM.
Yeah.
They don't use S. They use Zord fights, and that's about it.
That's about it.
Here's 10 seconds of a Zord fight. Yeah, that's it. We're done.
Yep, we're good. So, I mean, yeah, like the first few seasons, I mean, they use a whole ton of Sentai footage. And now it's like, and so, I mean, I'm noticing that, especially like a difference between this season and, like the Bruce seasons, it's like, you're always seeing their face in the fights, which is cool, which is great because it just reminds me of back in the day. But, it's unfortunate
It's
that
better
the guy is
than the
gone.
Asian dude dressed up like Kira.
Right. Or Asian dude blackface.
Sweet. Anyway, so they do their own fights, and then Flynn got a Kalish explosion on him. They blew
Basically,
him up. They blew him up.
they blew him up.
Then they
They
morphed.
blew him up.
Then they morphed, and Ziggy's like, "Look at explosion!
Look,
Explosion!
you don't understand. You don't understand.
The
Oh my
explosion!"
gosh, you know what? Tanaya is so annoying right now.
She's trying to be too cute.
Seriously.
Okay, and she gave her rant, and in what world is Scott the perfect one?
Seriously. Seriously.
What bizarro world?
They probably think he probably thinks he's perfect.
Why does she think
That's
he's
what
perfect?
she think?
Really? I don't know. Maybe she said around. Maybe she was supposed to say, "Oh, well, he's the perfect one," but maybe it was executed wrong. I don't know. But
You
yeah,
have
he
a
thinks
point.
he's perfect.
You have a point. You have a point. But still, why would perfect one and Scott be in the same sentence? I have no idea why.
I
I
don't
think I
know.
think the original script was he's the black one. But
Yeah, I don't think Baby Killer was in that script. I don't think.
he's the murderer of the group.
He's the It's like they didn't know how to spell So
But
why?
the other descriptions were good, except, yellow's the girl. Ha
Right.
And then, I'm sorry, I'm probably the only person in the world that didn't think it was cool when he said, I'm Scottish.
At first, I didn't. I was like, oh, really? That's really whatever. But when I watched it over and over again, I just found it funny. It's just hilarious. It's really funny.
It's something.
It's something, all right. But it's funny. It's just like, I mean, you know, especially with the stunties in the suits and their mannerisms or whatever. So it's just hilarious. It's hilarious. So yeah, at first I was like, really? That's what he comes up with? Really? Really? But it's all right. It's all right. It's Flynn. It's good. It's good times.
Yeah. He's Scottish.
Yep.
That's what he is.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, what happens next?
Then Ziggy teleports to fight, which is cool. And then Dylan uses his invincibility shield, which is cool. They're using their powers.
But Ziggy's like, oh, look, I'm over here. Oh, look, I'm over here again.
And
he runs
out of power, which is cool. Because, again, they did the callback. You can only use your thingy once or twice, and then it really drains you.
Yeah.
So they are remembering crap.
It's like, oh, and apparently he forgot.
Well, Ziggy's the Jewish one. He's the Jew. He doesn't remember things.
What does that mean?
Interpret it as you will.
Oh, moving on. Oh, Lordy Jesus. Yes, moving on.
And then Flynn tries to use his power and he sucks.
Yep.
Can't do the power.
We need flashback time. Flashback.
Ah, flashback. See, that's good, though. It's actually a reason to flashback if you're just going to stand there and not do anything.
Right.
Because you can't. Right. Unlike Summer, who stands there when she's supposed to be doing something.
Oh, goodness. So and then he flashbacks to all his different, what you call it, jobs and stuff.
Yeah. I was trying to pause it to read what all of his little dismissal papers said. But, they weren't very interesting.
They were all covered in red. So
no, you could read it pretty well. I mean, because I got out a lot of words even on that first encode, which wasn't very good.
Mm.
But the thing is, though, is that on all three of his dismissal papers, it said he lived in Corinth City, which is not possible.
Right.
Unless there's a Corinth City, Scotland.
It's Corinth City, Scotland. A big old bridge to Corinth City on the other side. Big old bridge.
And it says stuff like, he tried too hard, but he couldn't get his hands out of his pockets as the reason for dismissal.
What?
I don't know. That's what it said. It says crap like that. It's just random crap.
He tried too hard, but he couldn't get his hands out of his pockets.
Yeah, and they say stuff like how he's big and strong, or like, he studied hard in school, but he just couldn't figure it out, or...
Wow.
Go rewatch it and pause it.
Wow.
There's some good stuff in there.
Tried too hard with a lot of things.
Yeah, and then my favorite part was the stuff where they were in the rainforest, where they built the organic tennis racket factory. The old organic tennis rackets.
Oh my goodness!
And the Braveheart thing, that was awesome,
dude. I saw it from when he came up with long hair. I was like, Braveheart.
Oh yeah,
Braveheart.
Yeah. Braveheart.
And then they ran with their tennis rackets.
I thought they were going to use them as shoes, but no. Oh, no.
Yeah, this tennis racket.
That makes it useful. No, no.
That's great. Hilarious. Good stuff.
Oh, crap.
Good times.
Good freaking times.
Yes.
See, this is what flashbacks are. Okay, Summer? It's not whackness.
They're fun, they're lighthearted, but they're believable. They're not, you know, Flynn didn't dramatically change. He was always comic book guy that, you know, was idealistic.
But it's believable, too. I mean, believable in the sense of, like, it's a TV show and blah, blah. But, I mean, it's believable. Come on. Like, it's not like he was all serious and he wanted to get into, like, really hard work saving people or whatever. He still had a light heart even when he was, you know, creepy kid. You know what I'm saying?
He's just a genuinely nice, kind-hearted guy who tries too hard or, you know, has idealistic views of the world that, you know, aren't realistic. That's fair.
It's fair.
Some people like that. He's just, you know, good guy. He's not, you know, he doesn't cry all the time or he's not spoiled or... Good old Flynn.
Good old Flynn.
Anyway, and then they go back to the base and then Dr. K explains why his power doesn't work and I actually wrote that down.
Okay.
Prepare to be a mate.
Recite that for us.
She said, Due to the blue color series' time field manipulation properties, many of the system of the series' basic system elements exist in a fourth dimensional field where time is suspended. Because time does not move forward on this plane of existence, there is a buildup of runoff energy that can reverse the polarity in the electron field channeled through your suit during Morph cartridge injection sequencing.
Layman's terms.
Well, the fourth dimension is time, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I was doing Flynn's line. Damn
Right,
it.
but so it basically means the, I'm trying to figure, okay, it basically means that his powers are stuck
They're stuck in time.
in time, and because they're stuck, they're building up extra energy.
They're building up extra energy that's going forward instead of, you know.
And blocking
Right.
his morphing
Just stuck
ability.
there. Yes. Stuck extra energy. Like a
Stuck
like he
energy.
his colon's blocked or something there.
And we're bringing it from the rear.
Yes.
Bringing up the rear
Oh,
chair
God.
for the win.
Yes. Well, that's
Oh,
layman's terms.
you thought it. Come on.
Layman's
No,
terms.
not
Careful.
really.
I did. I'm sorry. I did.
See? Anyway, and then we cut to Flynn and his dad arriving in Corinth City, and once again the military guys are a bunch of D-bags. We're like, no, we're not gonna go back and save children that we know are out there. No. So apparently the whole military is just full of, D-bags
Well,
and
who's running it?
Mason Truman.
Mason Truman, D-bag extraordinaire.
And his sons, Crybaby and Wayne Brady.
Oh goodness. Yes, I mean, I really was looking forward to seeing Flynn diss his father, be like, "Suck it," and then like run off and save children and all that other good stuff. So I'm glad that happened.
He runs off,
Yes.
and then we cut back to the present again. And they had that really good little thing where Summer's like, you want the good news or the bad news? And Flynn says good news, and Dr. K says bad news. I like that.
Yeah.
And then
Yep.
chuckle. I chuckled. Ha-ha. And then they should play with a disc, and I don't
And
care.
then Summer is all like, "Hey, look, we're smart. We figured out what the problem is." Seriously, like what? I mean,
The problem made sense. It was a
no. The
good
problem
plot.
made sense. No, I have no qualms about that. What I'm thinking is that Summer is yet again alpha. Like, what the f I mean, she's just there just to, you know, say, okay, this is the problem. This is a blah, 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 blah.
Well,
And then
she's a
Dr.
girl.
K gets all like, you know, jealous, be like, get out of my seat, bitch.
That's
I'm gonna
right.
solve the problem.
Throw down. But okay, okay, now we get to the bus. Did you notice that when the bus was driving, it made semi truck noises?
Yeah.
It did?
It
Yeah.
go watch it. They used stock semi truck noises.
It would make no sense.
What world does a school
Whoops.
bus make semi truck noises? And then here's the thing. Flynn opens the door, lets a bunch of people off on, but why did he go out there in the first place, remember? To
To
save
go
a
get the
5-year-old
kid.
girl.
Right.
No 5-year-old girl got on the bus and he was starting to shut the door.
He
I'm like,
Well, he
what?
didn't see her. It was all this sand.
Right, but that's why he went out there. Why would
Just
you
in,
shut the
well,
door?
just in case, maybe she died, maybe she was taken away because he started seeing the Vengix crackheads come in
Yeah,
and, you know.
and he didn't even go get even move from his seat until he heard her cry. If she didn't cry, he would have just left her for dead.
Yeah.
Damn it, Flynn.
Hello, if I'm out there and I'm saving some people and I don't see no 5-year-old chick, you know, and I don't and she's nowhere to be heard, seen, or whatever, I'm rolling out.
I'd like to be him coming back. All these people get off the bus, and then the mom's like, "Where's my daughter?" Meh, sorry. Meh.
No,
Eat
he'd
it.
be like she died.
Sure, I saw her die. Yeah, that's what happened. And then
Yeah.
he shuts the damn door. And how does a bus door cut a damn grinder in half?
Because
It
Flynn is
just
that
does.
strong.
Those doors are not that
Well,
strong.
he makes them that strong, okay? Flynn makes them so tough and rough,
Like
just like
crazy
him.
razor door or something.
Crazy razor. Well, you know what?
Crazy
He should
razor.
patent that, you know, just to make some
Crazy
little extra
razor
money on the
man.
side.
That is the most pimped out school bus in the world with razor doors and semi noises.
Right? Come
Crazy
on
school.
now, Pimp My Ride, Corn City style.
A scary school bus.
Well,
Do
that's
not
why
F
it could go out in the field, hello,
is
and
a
battle.
badass, that is a badass school bus.
That ain't your magic school bus, I'm just saying.
No, there's no Miss Frizzle involved
No,
there.
Miss Frizzles.
Nope.
So no, but then you know, he saves the chick or whatever, and then the chick is like, "Are we gonna die? Are we gonna die?" I'm like,
Yeah.
yes, we're gonna die.
Yeah, I'm
So
gonna throw
shut
you
up.
at a grinder.
Seriously, right now. I mean, I don't know,
Have
like,
Scott come here and kick you.
kids in this episode really annoyed me. I don't know why.
Damn children.
Crackhead children die. So, and then he comes up and drives up on the bus, and somebody was mentioning, oh, well, something was out of continuity because the bus plate, the front of the bus wasn't damaged or whatever when he talked to his father or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just like,
You
okay,
know.
so they forgot. Woo, woo, woo. Doesn't mean that, you know, the whole Mason Truman, you know, meeting didn't happen.
Yeah, and he could have made two stops. He didn't have to stop at one spot. Oh, my favorite thing though is when they get off the bus the first time, how this dumb is walking behind with this massive cage with like a little gerbil in it. I'm like, really, that's what you saved? You saved a little a gerbil in a big old cage?
Well, that might be what she only had, you know?
I'm
It
just amazed
was her most prized possession.
how one person can save a gerbil, but the other military transport, they kick Summer off. I love that. I love the priorities. Now we can't fit you on here, Summer, but we can fit gerbils on this bus.
But hey, just like that woman wanted to save her goldfish
Well, that's true.
when Flynn was
And Flynn.
carrying lots of water damage.
And then he said he's gonna go save the plane. The
You're gonna have to wait. I have to go in and save the plant. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yes, Lynn.
Oh,
Oh,
so many good times.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And then Flynn runs into battle, and like, Dr. K does that crazy chair spin because she got owned. She got owned.
I mean, no, isn't that like a second time where like someone puts something down on the table? And then it's like, do 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 do. I'm not looking in that direction. I'm just gonna leave that there because, you know, blah blah blah. And
She got
then
deadly focus.
say what?
She got deadly focus. She can't look to her side.
She can't look. She no peripheral vision. None.
Flynn's like, face, steal my morpher. Suck it.
Oh goodness.
God.
No, but seriously, I'm still flabbergasted about how they actually took a staple in history of Power Rangers, being the morph, being all the crazy, you know, pyrotechnics and everything, and explained it into like quote unquote real life.
Yes, but
Yes.
there's one thing they need to explain still. How come when a ranger team teams up with another ranger team, they get colored powder behind them? Big smoke. Big colored smoke. How do you get that?
Who knows?
That's the one I still need explained. I need the powdered, I
You
mean the
need the
colored smoke.
colored
smoke explained.
yeah, but is there going to be a team up? I don't think so.
No.
I Is
hope not.
there? Well, I hope not
The
either.
Jungle Fury? Oh boy, that'll be great. Oh God, please, team, give me more Casey. Thank God. Oh Jesus.
Oh, we just need more Casey.
Oh,
Casey.
Oh wow.
that's special.
That is special. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness, how one person can ruin a whole season. Anywho, back
Sweet.
to RPM. RPM, after she got owned, being Dr. K, she was like, oh my, what the, how did she,
Oh, no, God, oh jeez, oh yes, and then he flipped his little chip around,
That's
flipped his
right.
chip, which doesn't actually fit inside the thing, by the way. It can't.
Okay,
I
well,
tried it with my toy. It doesn't work.
well, you know what? RPM, everything fits.
It doesn't fit.
Everything fits in RPM.
Chip design going one way.
Well, in this case, it doesn't. There we go.
It goes in one way.
RPM getting gear.
If you flip it, it goes like halfway in and then gets stuck.
Well, maybe he wanted to get stuck.
It actually, if you pause the scene, the same thing happened because they used the real ones. It doesn't go in. He just hits it and they push the noise. It doesn't go.
I think that's the whole point, though.
I know.
That's the whole point.
How can you morph if it doesn't?
Actually, that's the whole point because it will reverse whatever. And it did.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it did.
It didn't.
RPM getting gear.
Justice Unleashed.
Yep.
Ranger Justice Unleashed.
Saving the plants. One goldfish at a time.
Captain Planet.
He's our hero.
He's a hero.
Gonna take pollution down to zero.
And the singing commences.
Power on our side.
Ooh, I hate you. Okay,
and Ryan was the voice in that show.
Oh my goodness, I hate you all. Okay, so.
Oh, come on, you know by heart.
They had a Whoopi, didn't they?
They had a what?
Didn't they have Whoopi Goldberg do a voice in that?
Yeah, she was,
she was Gaia.
Yeah.
And then for the first season, Meg Ryan was the voice of the other chick. Meg Ryan was the evil chick, the blonde chick with the messed up face.
Yeah.
Is it Dr. Blight?
I think that's it, yeah. I think Dr. Blight. I think that's it.
Dr. Blight.
Yeah, and then she got famous, so she's like, suck it, Captain Planet.
Suck it.
But Whoopi Goldberg's like, no, I can still do it. I'm Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi.
And then we're going to get back to RPM. Dr.
Yeah,
K.
He morphed and he blew up all the bad guys with his morphness.
Are you sure it wasn't the morphness?
It was the morphness.
I'm glad. Tonight was getting on my last nerve. I'm like, all the one-liners coming out of her mouth, I'm just like, shut up. Like, no.
I can't believe how much I've soured on her since she first debuted. I really liked her in her first episode.
Right.
And now she's just trying to be too cute.
It's like, I like them all shapes, colors, sizes, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shut up. Would you just
stop effing talking and doing fight?
Right. I mean, even Elsa, after a while, just stopped talking. She just yelled. I mean, come on. Take a kid.
The old Elsa yell.
Yeah.
You want me to do the yell?
Do it.
Oh, no. I gotta stop laughing first. Oh, no. Keep going, I'll get it at one point.
You know what?
Wow. Come on, sexy, go.
Come on, man, go.
Okay.
Is a giant monster attacking the abandoned warehouse district? Are you unsure if that spandex makes you look fat? Are you tired of having routine trips to the mall interrupted by giant walking bone monsters? Then we've got the show for you. RangerCast, the most more phenomenal podcast on the web. You've got news, reviews, interviews, and mindless rants about hot topics in Power Rangers, Sentai, Tokusatsu, and more. Visit us online at rangercast.net or find us on iTunes. See you there.
I can't stop
laughing.
Wow. I'll do it in a second. Hold on.
It was your idea, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't make me bring back Silverback. Silverback.
Just sit here and wait.
Do it.
Just sit here and wait.
Well, okay, no, you have to do Elsa yell. Come on now. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm just gonna sit here and wait.
I'm just about to get it and I can't. Hold on.
I'm gonna browse you in that.
Yeah! There we go.
Oh.
Got it.
Hey now.
Woo!
Brings back the memories.
Yes.
Guys love that, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Moist.
Okay. Yeah, my husband's going to come in the other room and go, what the hell was that?
Mating call. It happened.
That's, don't need a rag. Clean up on aisle 6.
Make that happen, Katie.
What?
When the husband comes in, he's like, what was that noise, Katie? And then just, you know, start bow, chick, bow, bow.
Yeah, make your sex face after that. Turn them on. Give him an arb.
Now.
He's got an arb right now.
Oh, goodness. So, after Dr. K gets owned, then something else happened. in it?
They
like the shortest Zord fight ever? Or
they had
like
some Zord fight. Who cares anymore? Zord fights happen. Man, they're taking forever to debut the big combination of all six of them. They should have debuted that by now, I think.
Or maybe yeah, they're taking
they
their
would.
Time.
Right,
they're
but
easing
I mean,
it in.
Based on the Sentai footage, I think it should be debuting just about now.
Well, we'll see.
Well, it's just it's odd because usually in Power Rangers they do everything early compared to the Sentai.
Hmm.
So I'm like, wow, we're 10 episodes in. We haven't debuted the big crazy combo yet. Where's my big crazy combo?
You like those big crazy combos.
G6 formation.
You like them big.
G6 formation.
Yeah, and you like them combos. So.
Ew. Combos are tasty. They're pretzely.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, what are we going to rate this episode then?
I was trying to figure out when it debuted. When did it debut?
What are you talking about?
The G6 thing. I'm looking, trying to figure out when it debuted.
Ah.
Oh, don't worry about it right now.
Well,
great episode.
No, you can go to a go Elsa yell and make people moist.
Jesus Christ.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, my Lordy God. Jesus.
Okay, look, I'm going to rate the episode because.
Rag.
What?
You know, rag. You sit on a sponge.
Retard.
What
are you doing?
What? I'm just mumbling to myself. Can carry on.
Carry old on. Man? That's all that's what old men do.
Carry on. Carry
retard.
On.
Retard. Anyway, I'm gonna read the episode. Ranger Blue. Ranger Blue was awesomeness. I had little complaints, and when I had the complaints, Flynn overshadowed the complaints with his awesomeness and his Scottishness. All up in the face.
Scottish.
All up in our grill. And it was funny and it was hilarious. And it explained a lot of stuff. And I'm just like, that's what a focus episode about a Ranger's past is supposed to be. Because we know what Flynn was. What kind of character he is. Don't flip the switch just to try to be like, oh, he's so deep. No, no, no. We know what he was. We know what he's been. And explained it greatly. And at the end, his father is all proud and has little clippings of his little boy. All, you know, creepy-like. But it has little clippings of his boy. It's all great. So, that's why
Stop.
I'm going to give
Stop.
It... Little stalker. That's why I give the episode a 5 because it's awesome. I've been giving it a 5 since the premiere, I think.
Oh, so. This is interesting. The G6 didn't debuted in episode 10, so technically they're taking longer now in Power Rangers.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Unless it debuts in the next episode, and then you'd be
it's
like,
still
"Oh, okay.
taking longer. It's still taking that one episode longer."
Ooh.
Which is very different because Power Rangers does everything early, and with only 32 episodes, they're gonna. Huh. They're really taking their time. Fascinating.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. A little bit.
We'll see.
Even though they use no Sentai footage. People are out of jobs now.
That means that if they keep that up, though, then the Gold and Silver Rangers won't debut until, like, episode 17, which would be right before. Eddie's done.
Eddie's finito.
You might just sneak him in just in time.
Well, it's a good thing. I mean, you know, pace it out. You know what I'm saying? If you can do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, I got
it.
No problem pacing out. Pace it out all you want. I'm all for pacing out.
Okay, so who's going to rate the next episode next?
I guess I'll go.
Yep.
Have I given a 5 this season?
Meh.
Premiere, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
How about the episode where Tanai debuted? That was a 5 worthy in my book. Maybe you like that one?
I mean, Go for the Green.
Yeah, where they did the crazy auditions.
Captain Smoothie episode.
Yeah. You give a 5 to Captain Smoothie? Captain Smoothie in his own right deserves a 5. That's right.
I'm debating. I'm really debating on either giving it a 4 or 5. It's
how about debating giving it either a 5 or a 6? How about that? But those apples.
Give it 11. Give it an 11.
I thought this rating system was 1 to a 5, you guys. Come
it is.
On.
It goes to 11.
That's right.
Because it goes to 11. Well, I can make as many Spinal Tap as I want.
Okay, go ahead.
People out there, explain the logic in this.
Spinal Tap.
If
you've seen Spinal Tap, the logic makes sense. Why?
Yeah, I give it a 5. I give it a 5.
You.
1 through 5. I give it a 5.
Dylan approves. You.
I was gonna say, were you making sex noises or Dylan noises? Or are they similar? Are they the same?
Oh, you guys. Oh, my God.
Dylan's sex noises.
I have to put up with this every week, you guys. Every week.
Dylan sex noises versus LCL. Who will win?
See?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Katie. Go ahead, Katie.
But yeah, I give it a 5. I enjoyed the episode. It just so many good things about this episode. It made me, I mean, yeah, a little bit of cheesiness, but I loved it. I loved it. It made me laugh. Made me go, aw. It was just a great episode to watch. Okay, I'm done. Jeremy.
I was reading the clippings that Flynn's dad had. The one said, Blue Ranger has been making impressions around the world with his stark, gritty actions and terse yet informative comments. He talks to a guy whose name I couldn't make out.
Peter something.
About his life, work, tight-fitting clothing, and how hard it is to find a good builder. He should get Bob. Bob builds pretty well.
Wait a minute. What is it about his tight-fitting clothing and what?
He talks about his life, work, tight-fitting clothing, and how hard it is to find a good builder.
What is Flynn gay or something?
I don't know. Maybe he wants a bodybuilder? I don't know. I don't think Flynn's gay. Are all Scottish people gay? Oh, Flynn.
No.
You and your gay bodybuilding.
Maybe he goes both ways.
If he is a bodybuilder, he's not very good. He's a little stocky.
Jeremy, rate the episode.
What?
Rate the episode.
I was reading Flynn's clip. Oh, okay. Anyway, episode.
See?
So what? That was informative, my reading of the clippings. Because they were cute. And they all had pictures of Flynn. Anyway, episode.
Stalker!
Someone has a
stalker!
Crush.
What?
Someone has a crush.
Flynn's a good-looking man.
Stalker!
No, in one of his clippings, he does look like he has a sex face. It does. He was like, I'm like, whoa, okay.
Hey, there was only 3 men in the world that I love, okay? And those 3 men were Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Why?
Why?
Because he can do the
Never mind, just go.
Crotch. Can you do the splits while punching somebody in the crotch? I don't think so. And Paul Rudd. But now, there's a 4th, and his name is Flynn.
Ah.
Flynn McAllister. It's a sexy man right there.
So I wonder what you're going to give this episode. I wonder.
I'm going to give this episode 5 kisses out of 5.
Oh, yes. Jer turning gay in front of our eyes.
Right. Yes.
Flynn can toss my caber anytime he wants.
Oh, my God.
Don't even act like you're not in love with Flynn.
I'm in love with my husband.
You would leave your husband for a second if Flynn was on the table.
No, no.
Yes, you would. Don't even front. Do
no.
not front. It's okay. You can tell us when we're done recording. You can just, you know, be off the record.
Off the record. Off the record.
I mean, hey, before the podcast started, you said you had a mad crush on Flynn. That's what you said.
I did not say that.
I can't prove that you didn't say it because it's not on the podcast, like I said. So, in a corner. Anyway, yeah, 5 out of 5.
You put me in the corner. God damn it.
Don't put baby in the corner.
Oh, yeah. You suck.
Okay, rate the episode, fool. Rate the episode.
Yeah, I gave it 5 kisses out of 5.
Oh, 5 kisses out of 5. Oh yeah, that's when we said you turn gay. Okay.
To chew once.
Oh goodness. Yeah, I made my Team Flynn shirts. I'm gonna make some more.
Yes.
Need you now like I needed you then.
Wow, he's serenading Flynn. Flynn, if you're out there, or rather the actor, what is his real name? Ari Boyland.
Run, 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 run.
Mr. Boyland.
Run.
Great.
Your body is a Boyland.
God.
Run.
God.
Warning you now.
Anyway, I think I've given like 3 episodes of 5 now. Two or three. I can't remember if it was 2 or 3. And I only gave like the first half of the premiere.
You gave Handshake a 5, I think.
Yeah, that's what it was. Hey, Handshake, which one was Handshake? Oh yeah, Handshake was the crazy hand that was the crazy cousin it thing.
Right. By the way, groping Scott.
By the way, Tanaya used her crazy tuning fork this episode.
She did.
So the tuning fork
to make her grand exit. I'm like, shut up.
The crazy tuning fork.
But yeah, you gave a few 5s. I was like, wow.
It's amazing because the last 3 episodes before this have been kind of gay.
You mean not good? Okay, let's not.
Essie.
Come on.
Can I call it Essie?
Essie?
Well, I'm trying to say but do you want me to say?
Oh Lord Jesus!
Now you have to bleep it.
Well, hey, you have to give her question in me.
I didn't know what it meant. All you had to say is it just means bad. Just roll with it.
I like to say Essie.
But you know, okay, maybe it's the lingo of the newly turned gays, okay? So,
I was talking to Meg earlier, and she agreed with me. She said, you know what? If you tell somebody not to swear, it makes them want to swear more. You can't, gotta stop telling me. Because it's like a little kid, you know, when you tell them they can't touch something, they want to touch it.
See, I would normally agree with you, but with you, it's not the case.
No, Meg agrees with me. Sorry, she said it. Sorry.
No, it's not the case with you because the last time I told you, I gave you a stern warning. You did quite well.
Yeah, but didn't
yet I... last episode, I didn't tell you a word, and you were just like biatch, 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 biatch.
Last episode was Ranger Yellow.
Biatch. I know it's true. So maybe I was yangry and I was just like screw it. But I was like, biatch, biatch. You
tell me not
biatch, biatch.
Expect me not to swear when I'm talking about Ranger FN Yellow.
Yeah, that's true, but you call, like, every girl the B word. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Does Summer's mom deserve to be called that or not?
No, not all of them.
Liar.
No, it's not like, nice.
The girl that face planted in the baby gravy.
No, but when you... no, but when every girl you call is the B word, I'm like...
Did I call Summer a B?
Yes!
Oh.
All of them.
Oh, man.
All of them. It was, yeah.
Was I only referring to past Summer, at least?
But you said, yeah, well, yeah, because you said that one of the things you said was, you know, the past Summer made you not like the B Summer now.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was the most, actually, you ever... went off.
Well, at least I didn't. Hey, you know what? The worst you've ever experienced is con. So until you get to there,
yes, those aren't even published, now, aren't they? Now, are they?
Thank no, you. No, the one. In, no, there's con podcast up there. I've listened to them.
The
Power Morphicon one, but you know, But no, there was one where I did with him, and we were just talking. I forgot what we were talking about. I think we were talking about the game, the what you call it, the DS game for Super Legends, and it was just like bleep 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 bleep. And then when we got to talking about Andros, it was really mother bleep 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 bleep. I'm just like,
I can't remember the last time I played a video game.
I know.
I played a video
game. It's been a while. But you turn gay for Flynn, awesomeness.
Any man would go gay for Flynn, and if they don't admit to that, they're lying.
Or lying.
How could you not?